Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel. Ed, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
Yeah, check us out at Abel, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com, and you can just click through and get our book right through there.
So check it right out there, abelinstitute.com, and of course you can find Ed all over our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ed, one of the things that I've been telling my audience, trying to get small business owners to do for a year and a half or so now, and that they didn't realize it probably at the time, and maybe I didn't even think about it this way, but this was a strategic a recommendation to get them to think strategically, and that was to tell them to, if you don't have a smartphone, go get one today. Because when you have a smartphone in your hand and you start using it and you see what you can do with it, you start to see how customer behavior, customer expectations, customer the way customers go to market, you start to see how this is going to be happening, and that's a form of strategic thinking, isn't it?
That's actually playing right in the game. Exactly right. That's seeing it and feeling it and being able to continue to support what it is your customers are looking for.
Well,
I think that that's the best way. Is it's kind of like if you want to know, you know, how to build a house, go play in the house and see how it works.
Mm-hmm. I'm a user of my smartphone. Now, I'm not a high-end user. I don't push the envelope with it like some people do, but I do have one. I do use it, so I consider myself to be kind of in the middle in terms of, you know, users and adopters of this capability. And it's changed how I go to market, how I look for things, how I find things. And so if you're in it, and see, I think, Ed, I don't care whether you have a high-end, you know, highly growing gazelle small business, or if you have a little local mom and pop Main Street diner or dry cleaners. I think increasingly people are going to expect you to be able to serve them with this new capability, and if you're not doing it, you're starting to lose your penetration, your market penetration. What do you think?
Well, just think of Wi-Fi access. You have a choice of two diners. One that has no Wi-Fi, good food, and one that has Wi-Fi, good food.
Right.
And you're going to be doing some work on your computer. Everyone's walking around with either a laptop or a tablet.
Right.
Where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're behind the strategy and you don't see that and you don't have Wi-Fi, you're losing business. And we can really reduce it right to that type of an example.
Well, and Ed, that's what I call the moment of relevance. And the reason I say that is because both of those diners were competitive, but only one of them was relevant.
I like that.
Both of them had the same, their meatloaf was the same,
yep.
both had good meatloaf, the price was about the same, one's next door to the other, et cetera, which you often see, and they were both competitive, but only one was relevant to what I wanted today, or what you wanted today.
Yep.
And this is part of strategic thinking, but I do think this is the near-term kind of strategic thinking.
Right, but let's go down the road and look at the diner that also cut out all of the fat and went, you know, trans fat,
right,
you know, down that road.
Mm-hmm.
So they were now promoting a healthier food.
Right.
Okay, again, that might have taken 12 to 18 months to, mm-hmm, integrate and get the word out.
Right.
But again, where are you going to go? the diner that doesn't promote healthy food or the one that does.
No, that's exactly right. And now we're talking about the evolution of the how people feel about values and the people they do business with. But I have to say, Ed, I'm not sure when I'm going for meatloaf, I'm not sure I want all those trans fats out. I think, you know, I'm not sure it's going to taste as good, Ed. Hey, Ed, give us that website one more time, please.
Check us out at Able, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
Check it out, folks. Thanks for being here, Ed. Good job today, as always.
I'll catch you soon.
We'll see you later. Ed Able, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-E-L, by the way, is how you spell his name. We'll get Ed back again real soon. We always get smarter when Ed joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.